As the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, we actually are very sad to say that instead of calling it Unity Day, this day should actually be called Disunity Day. We see that the country is polarized. The country is deeply divided. We even noticed that the ruling party itself, ZANU-PF, is in a serious state of fractionalized condition. We see that there is no peace and harmony. We see that each and every day people are being fired from government. The people are being fired from ZANU-PF. We see that there is total disrespect for the values and ethos that Southern Zimbabwe, Dr. Joshua Momo fought for. So as the MDC, we are saying the Unity Day celebration is actually a celebration that should not be held, because at the end of the day, there's no unity to talk about.
Have you ever recognized this day as a party?
As a party, the MDC has never had any reason to observe the Unity Day, in the sense that that unity was supposed to be a unity between the former ZAPU and ZANU-PF. But we also realized that the former ZAPU was actually not united with ZANU-PF. What happened is that ZANU bludgeoned ZAPU into submission through the Gokuyahundi massacres of the mid to the late 1980s in the Matabeleland provinces and the parts of the Midlands. We see that the hero that he was, Dr. Joshua Momo, just saw it fit to reluctantly agree to a so-called unity accord just to save his people from being further massacred at the brutal ZANU-PF killing machine.